All right, it is 33 minutes after 8 o'clock, and joining me here in the studio is Kim Klass, the director of Companion Animal Foundation. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Cliff. It's so great to be here to talk about all things animals this morning.
That's right. That's right. What's the Enchanted Animal Walk?
The Enchanted Animal Walk is a walk where there's Mother Earth, woodland fairies, animals. We even have Sage the Unicorn. I was fortunate enough to meet him and ride him the other day.
Wow.
And it's actually an educational walk, but done with a lot of humor and sensitivity and compassion. And the animals are going to share different messages that they need for us to hear. And messages such as trashing our planet, dog bite prevention, appropriate play with cats, endangered species, and more. Giving pets as gifts, longevity of some pets that we might choose to bring into our lives. So the whole walk is quite magical. You will be led by a woodland fairy and go all the way to the end, where we will have an area where families can just hang out and relax. We have some animal-themed carnival games. It took me a while, but I found some organic cotton candy. And we have popcorn and veggie burgers and hot dogs and some face painting. And somebody's going to be doing some cat tarot and animal spirit readings. So it's just put down your cell phones, come out. Grab your children up, learn, have fun. It's an event that we have wanted to bring to our community for about 3 years.
Fantastic. When and where?
Well, the Enchanted Animal Walk, Companion Animal Foundation, was fortunate enough 4 years ago to buy 18 acres of land up on Azalea in McKinleyville, where we teach humane education programs each summer. And that's where the walk will be. But so that we don't inundate the neighborhood, people are calling Companion Animal Foundation at 826-PETS, which is 826-7387, and making reservations. So we're setting up times, or rather groups, where groups will be taken out on the walks.
Okay. And through that area, through that property there?
Yes, through some of the trails. Mm-hmm. So what I'm doing is I'm actually getting people's email addresses and I'm mailing them. Remember closed-toed shoes. The children are to bring a basket, because not only are the animals imparting a really good message, but they're also giving each child a gift. So people are bringing baskets for their children. And you know what? If you don't have children, Cliff, I wanted to say that there's something else going on that morning, and that's Bark in the Park. Uh-huh. With the Humboldt Bay Firefighters, and that is, we always participate in that event. It just happens that theirs is in the morning, ours is in the afternoon.
You can do them both.
I know. This is, and it's all this coming up Sunday, October 21st. So for those animal lovers out there, even if you don't have animals, call up your friends and say, I know you love animals. You've got children. You might want to take them on this Enchanted Animal Walk. Or for the really active people with their dogs, this is a walk through Sequoia Park, and it's put on by the Humboldt Bay Firefighters. And actually, 4 years ago, we were the recipients of the money that they raised, and that actually helped us to buy the property.
Really?
That we're doing this event on. I know. Yola is amazing, and everybody he works with, he got his Callie the fire dog from Companion Animal Foundation, which I'm going to lead to the last animal thing.
Yeah, please.
So Companion Animal Foundation each year puts out a beautiful calendar, and it's all because of two very amazing women, Amber Ferriman, she's a professional photographer, and Shannon Townsend. And the first year was Pinups and Pooches, last year was Cats and Casanovas, this year, Cliff, it's Heroes and Hounds.
Ah.
And actually, the Humboldt Bay, our very own Yola, is on the cover this year. So it's heroes of mental health, it's heroes all over the county for varying other rescue groups. So, it's a very comprehensive, beautiful calendar, and all the funds raised are going to get us Companion Animal Foundation closer to our goal of a mobile veterinary unit.
Nice.
We're
at that time of year where we're going to start needing to get new calendars. So where does someone get one of these?
Well, we have them at Companion Animal Foundation. They're sitting there. They just came in. If you go on our website, we'll be posting where to get them. They're beautiful. I didn't even get them out of the packaging. I talked about them. A woman pulled one out and handed me her $20. She said, she goes, I know so many people in this calendar. And that's the beauty of living in our community, right? Each calendar we put out almost everybody knows somebody in it. And that's what's fun, is getting out. Amber and Shannon really get into the, you know, the different areas of the community and try and represent it in a really beautiful way.
Cool. Is it like Pooches and People?
It is. It's all, it's, you know, a fireman and his dog, a deputy, a veterinarian, a mental health worker. You know, there's just other rescue groups. There's just a wide variety of people being represented, all with their rescue dogs. A lot of rescue dogs, not all of them. You know, those police dogs, we have to usually buy those.
So I'm curious, on the Enchanted Walk, where did you find a unicorn?
Well, actually, the unicorn lives with, he's a demanding unicorn too, Cliff.
Okay.
He wants sparkled hooves. Oh, his guardian.
They all do.
I know. It's like he wants them extra sparkly, though. He's already sparkly, but he's demanding braids. He's added another color to his ribbon repertoire. He doesn't belong, because, you know, unicorns don't belong to anybody, but he frequents a woman, Jamie Myers, who has Myers Rescue Ranch, and he shares his life with her sometimes and allows her to handle him sometimes. He's actually very, very lovely. And if I can ride him and feel really comfortable. So, yes, there will be, you can get your pictures taken. His name is Sage. You can get your pictures taken after the walk with him and maybe even do a little walk on him. So this Enchanted Animal Walk is going to be pretty special. The people that have called to make appointments they're so genuinely excited that it's touching. You know, it's touching to think of an event, we have Arcata High Interact is helping us, and Arcata High Advanced Drama. So to do the skits and to help run everything, there's about 27 students coming out to help us on that day.
Excellent. And give the phone number again for people to call.
You can call Companion Animal Foundation. The phone number is 826-PETS, which is 826-7387.
And the website?
The website is cafanimals.org.
Easy enough.
Easy enough, Cliff. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Sounds like a lot of fun coming weekend.
Oh, I'm having so much fun. It should almost be illegal.
Alrighty, Kim. Thanks for coming in, and best of luck. We'll get this posted up on our website as well.
Thank you, Cliff.